So firstly, thanks for joining us on the My Way Less course. We really hope it meets your level of expectation. And as anyone who's ever visited our clinic will confirm, always exceeding our clients' expectations is what it says on the small sign outside. And it's a work ethic that we've adopted each and every day. It's a discipline that has served us well, and we really hope it comes shining through in the entire My Way Less course materials. Initially, we'd just like to confirm that this course aims to provide a downstream solution around the treatment of obesity, to solve the ever-growing issues around the global problem. Governments, food manufacturers and other market sectors need to come together to tackle the issue from an upstream perspective. We talk in one of our sessions about how we, just like medical students, are taught early on to always treat the cause of the problem or illness, not the symptoms. We are aware that after 15 years, we are still treating the symptoms of obesity, not the cause. Tackling the upstream issues are out of our remit. Our treatment was recently described as a weight loss approach that placed its participants at the eye of the dieting storm. It is different and elements of it are unique. But like all other methods, you'll be required to become involved, to make some small, maybe temporary changes in your lifestyle. Please don't worry, it will be a walk in the park. So getting started. We've spent literally hundreds of hours writing, recording and editing the content of the course. Virtually all of the content has been developed and based around our one-on-one personal experiences with 1,000+ clients that have visited us over the last 10 years. Each of those people arrived at our door with their very own unique set of problems and issues around food and weight loss. All the in-depth information that we gained from them enabled us to expand and enrich our own knowledge base. So as you progress through the sessions, we'll share with you everything we know around the subjects of permanent weight loss. The tools and experiences we're going to share with you will ensure you have everything you need to almost effortlessly arrive at your desired weight and, importantly, remain there permanently. After all the components of the course were completed, as you would maybe expect, we undertook an extensive period of real person trials. We invited a number of individuals of different ages and backgrounds to complete the course and report back. They were interviewed intensely. From the trials, we needed to ascertain just what did and what did not work, what they liked and what they didn't. The results of the editing, changing, upgrading, and the adding of a number of extra components and sections have accumulated in the My Way Less course you've downloaded today. So let me ask you, how many times you picked up a book and the opening line read something like, "This book will change your life." Like me, you will probably have read those words too often to remember. You pick up the book, eagerly awaiting to get to the last page for the miracle to happen or for the secret to be revealed. And it never was, not really. Well, the My Way Less course is about something new and refreshing in the weight loss arena, an approach that incorporates the latest science-based behavioural change techniques. But most importantly of all, in our opinion, it is completely based on an approach that has already changed hundreds of people's lives for the better. And you won't have to wait until you reach the final session before you start to experience the many benefits. The changes in your life and your thinking around food will happen much sooner than you maybe expect, even today. The weight loss treatment Mary and I developed, the gastric mind band, came from several what seemed like random light bulb moments in our lives. The first one we both remember and talk about often. It literally changed our lives overnight. One evening we were at Gatwick Airport waiting for flight home to Spain when our flight was delayed for a couple of hours. We sat in the airport lounge with a drink, talking about our next day's schedule. We randomly started talking about the clients booked in to see me for treatment the next morning. They were each coming to seek help to overcome their addictions. It was unusual because they each had an issue with a different substance. One had an issue with alcohol, one with cocaine, and the other wanted to stop smoking. Then we started to talk about the two clients Marion was due to see the following day for weight loss. We talked around the fact that Marion's weight loss clients seldom had a problem with addictions other than food, of course. We both started to question how it was even possible for a seriously overweight person to be in total control of their alcohol consumption, yet just give in when they're offered a bar of chocolate. How can someone resist trying cocaine all their life, yet throw in the towel when offered a Big Mac? It's like, how can an ex-smoker repeatedly turn down the offer of a cigarette, but just roll over and give in when offered a chicken korma? You see, as you are probably aware, alcohol, cocaine and nicotine are very powerful and addictive drugs, but it seems they're not up there with Big Macs and chicken kormas. All these people, maybe you too, have complete restraint in other areas of your lives, but not around food. So imagine if you were shown, maybe with a little bit of reprogramming, call it neuroplasticity, how you can take that same element of control you have around alcohol, nicotine and cocaine and apply it to your eating habits. Well, what effect could that have on you and your weight loss journey, and also on the issues of global obesity? The second light bulb moment, which has been retold in many newspapers and magazines, as well as being the subject of a couple of TV interviews, involved a lovely lady called Betty. She came to see us for help to stop smoking. Around 9 months later, she called in the clinic. I asked her if she'd returned because she had started smoking again. No, she said. But since I stopped smoking, I've put on around 2 pounds in weight every month. She went on to tell me, my friend has just paid over £6,000 to have a gastric band fitted. I don't have that sort of money, and I certainly don't want to have surgery. So, I wondered if you or Marion could quickly hypnotise me to make me think that I'd had the surgery so I'd eat less and lose weight. Over a bottle of wine that evening, Marion and I laughed for hours about the conversation I had with Betty. Then Marion said, but why not? We stayed up most of that night scribbling notes. That, of course, was the start of a 10-plus year journey that's taken us around the world and introduced us to thousands of people, resulting in us travelling to New York and being interviewed on the largest English language TV show on the planet. Having treated over 1,000 weight loss clients, we estimate that between us we have accumulated in excess of 15,000 one-on-one clinical hours, working exclusively with clients suffering with obesity. Data and case studies we've accumulated over the years has proven to be invaluable to both our ongoing research and development in the field of non-surgical weight loss and in the construction of this course. One of the components of our treatment that permits us to state that it actually is unique is inclusion of our own version of CBT, sometimes called TCBT or pause button therapy. We weave it throughout the treatment. Marion identified early on that we needed an approach that would enable our weight loss clients to be able to literally freeze time, to step back from their thoughts and actions around food just for a couple of seconds, and to be able to consider the consequence of the actions they're about to take. We believed that we needed to take CBT from being passive to being tactile. Our book, Pause Button Therapy, was published by Hay House, one of the largest mind-body publishers in the world. The therapy was endorsed, in our opinion, by two of the greatest minds in psychology, Professor Wendy Dryden of Goldsmiths University in London, and by Professor Philip Zimbardo of Stanford University in San Francisco. Professor Zimbardo went on to write the foreword for the second edition of the book. If you type the term cognitive engineering into Google, the search results will contain a list of explanations of just what the term means and applies to. From day one at the clinic, we have used the term to describe just what we strive to accomplish with each new client we meet that dreams of taking control of their weight. So many people, including friends and family, ask us for a simplified explanation of just what we do. They say something like, so what exactly happens when you walk in the treatment room with a client and close the door? We tell them that we simply undertake cognitive engineering on the client's mind, which, as you can maybe imagine, usually raises more questions than it answers. I explain. Imagine that a civil engineer is involved in a large project to convert an old rundown town centre factory into a block of high quality luxury apartments. The new building must of course be desirable for the new residents, so the civil engineer is going to convert, to change, to restructure, to remodel an existing framework into something more valuable and desirable. In all honesty, that's what we'll be striving to do with your mind. We will re-engineer how your thinking processes work and run. Cognitive engineering in our world means helping and guiding people to see and act in the world differently when faced with a number of internal and external stimuli, such as food or alcohol. Re-engineering a person's mind fits in with the recent understanding around neuroplasticity, which has expanded dramatically since the availability of MRI scans. It is now known that, contrary to past beliefs, our brains do not stop growing when we grow older. Maybe more importantly, it is possible to help someone reprogram their thinking so they behave or react differently to stimulus, whether it be of physical or mental origin. However, that is only if they want and desire to. Our treatment was developed after we became aware that dieting, along with weight loss surgery, cannot and does not tackle the all-important cognitive processes that are going on in the mind of a person who has an unhealthy relationship with food. If you have a computer that's not running correctly, you press the reset button. And that's what we do with clients every day. As I have said, no baby has been born obese. It is a learned behavior. So we reset, reprogramming someone to allow them to eat when they are hungry, instead of for some other random reason, is always a good start. With our experience, we developed a sort of algorithm around the treatment of obesity that, when followed, can result in a permanent weight loss. To be honest, we call it an algorithm. It's maybe more like a formula, really, but it's based on thousands of hours of experience. Anyway, we're proud of it and we look forward to sharing it with you during the sessions, so be excited. It will be fun, enlightening and life-changing. So getting started, we ask, we almost beg you to follow just as clearly as possible with the following recommendations. They're based on considerable experience and be assured they will help you achieve your desired results. Firstly, pacing. This is so very important. Each of the 12 sessions should ideally be completed with a minimum of 5 or 7 days interval between each one. I know better than most how much you want this to work and how quickly you want to see the results. But it's not like binge watching a new series on Netflix and getting through the complete season over a weekend. Maybe a better analogy would be around antibiotics. Imagine you visited your doctor with a chest infection and he wrote you out a prescription for a 10-day course of antibiotics. Hopefully you wouldn't get home and say to yourself, I want this infection sorted now, and then take the 10 capsules all at once. Because as well as being dangerous, it probably wouldn't have the desired effect. It's the same as listening and completing the 12 sessions without a 5 to 7 day interval between each one. That will not work either. Each session contains a number of small but important changes, some at a subconscious level, that we will help you to incorporate into your daily regime. To gain the most benefit from the course, you need to experience each and every one of those, taking motivation from the seemingly effortless weight loss that you'll start to experience on a weekly basis going forward. Whilst we expect you to see small, positive effects from day one, it's important that you do not evaluate the effectiveness of the program until you've completed the entire 12 sessions. It's like going back to your chest infection I just mentioned. If the doctor has prescribed a 10-day course of antibiotics, you wouldn't take them for 2 or 3 days and bin the remainder of the course because the infection not cleared up in the first couple of days. You would carry on and complete the course. That's what we're asking you to do. Incorporated into a number of the sessions are interviews with past clients. We've invited them to explain in their own words their weight loss experience and what part of the treatment they found most helpful. We are proud that one of the interviews is with an NHS consultant surgeon who, when she decided that she needed to lose weight, completed very detailed research of the options available, then jumped on a plane and came over to the clinic to be treated by Marion and myself. I'm sure you'll find her input very interesting. We will also introduce you to a client that is, at the time of this recording, going through the process online. She lives in India. What is so interesting about her is that she had a surgical gastric band fitted. In fact, it's still fitted around her stomach today. So why is she completing this treatment? Because like others we've met, it failed miserably. By the way, she underwent the treatment privately and it costs a fortune. There are a number of other short interviews that we know will pique your interest, including one with a US-based lawyer. Owing to the COVID pandemic, virtually all of the past client interviews were conducted online. So we apologise in advance if some of the sound quality isn't up to scratch. Where possible, we'll endeavour to repeat the interviews on a face-to-face studio basis just as soon as possible. The course contains 9 individual hypnosis sessions. It goes without saying that these should never be listened to whilst driving or operating any equipment. The most effective way to listen to them is via headphones, somewhere quiet, warm and comfortable. We'd recommend pulling the curtains and reducing the level of light in the room. As you go through the course, you'll be told which of the audio hypnosis sessions you should listen to, after which it is fine to repeat the hypnosis element just as often as you wish, maybe even daily. The 9 hypnosis files are made up of 7 which relate exclusively to weight loss. There is also a general relaxation session for you to use whenever you wish, and a dedicated hypnosis session to ensure you have many nights of deep, restful sleep. The importance of sleep around weight loss will be fully explained during the course. The relax session enables you to place yourself in a very relaxed state, possibly a light doze whenever you wish. It lasts around 20 minutes and will conclude by awakening you. The sleep version is similar, but will allow you to fall asleep at the end and then reawaken naturally when you are completely refreshed. During session 2, Marianne will advise you on the completing of the forensic weight loss questionnaire and how to read into the answers and the data that it captures. We call session 12 Conscious Motivation. It will pick up on the highlights of the entire My Way Less treatment. The audio recording will provide a focused review of the important and vital elements of the entire course. You may find that you will benefit revisiting some of the sessions as you proceed on your weight loss journey in the weeks or months ahead. The sessions are all numbered, and we recommend that as you work your way through the course for the first time, you listen to the sessions in chronological order. This will mean you experience a logical progression each week. Once you've completed the whole course, then there's no reason why you can't revisit any or all of the sessions in any order whenever you want to reinforce the benefits. In fact, our advice is that at any time in the future you feel as if you're starting to slip off track, maybe you experienced a trauma in your life, for example, you should re-listen to the course and hypnosis sessions from the beginning to help you refocus. In addition to the 12 audio sessions, you will receive 12 short animated whiteboard videos. Please also make sure you watch each of the animated whiteboards after completing each individual session. They are humorous, but specifically designed to summarise some of the key aspects that are covered during the audio sessions. The whiteboard animations are a perfect tool to keep referring to and reminding you of our numerous tips and techniques we'll be sharing with you over the coming weeks. Many people in the trial told us that they had enjoyed and benefited from watching the whiteboard videos on a daily basis. That's fine. Repeat any or all as often as you wish. You may have noted a few words on the registration page relating to the copyright protection of the course material. This is important as it is in regard to duplication, sharing or posting of any of the materials in the course, which is prohibited. So whenever you are ready, then let's bring on session 1. Enjoy.